Merging with Shiva, Lesson 177, Resolving Past Experiences. Suppose when you were young, you stole some money from your mother's purse. She promised me this once and broke her promise, you rationalize. Besides, I really need it, you add. Then, because you're not particularly pleased with yourself, you pack this experience away in a corner of the subconscious where you will not need to think about it. You suppress it. But the next day, your mother casually mentions the subject of money to you, and you react or emotionally reenact the experience. You feel guilty, not wanting to think about it. You suppress it again, deeper in the subconscious. Suppose then, later in life, your mother has become seriously ill, and in a reflective mood, you realize that you have not been close to her for many years. Mixed in with a rush of buried memories, you come across the incident of the stolen money. For the first time, you appreciate and realize the sense of guilt that had lingered, influencing your life since that time in 100 subtle ways. In the light of understanding, the experience suddenly becomes clear to you, and you objectively and unemotionally see yourself as you were at that time. You feel relieved and strangely lifted, not because you were able to analyze why you stole the money, but because in totally facing and accepting yourself in that circumstance, you realize that you have expanded beyond it into a new realm. Intuition travels through a purified subconscious. Before we can utilize the superconscious or intuitive realms of the mind, we must be able to resolve those past experiences which may still vibrate in our subconscious. Realize, however, that you need not seek out mental repression. Simply face each one honestly as it naturally arises in life. Imagine that you're trying to arrive at an important business or family decision. All the facts that you need to know have already been outlined, yet you find yourself frustrated, not being able to arrive at a clear decision. The more you concentrate upon the problem, the more obscure does the answer seem. What your conscious mind isn't aware of is that the personality problems you are having with your superior at the office or with your spouse at home are clouding the issue. Soon after, while relaxing on a family outing, thinking about nothing in particular, a great feeling of compassion, forgiveness, and understanding wells up within you. And all at once, that bright idea needed to solve the problem comes to you unbidden.